According to the schedule we published at the beginning of the semester, the last reading for the year will be a week from tomorrow. That's the contest awards reading in the Terrace Lounge. And since then, we have added two more readings, both on the same day in the afternoon. Brenda Hillman will read from her poetry, and Leonard Michaels will read from his short fiction. And that's Monday afternoon, the 23rd. Ms. Hillman will read at 2 o'clock, Mr. Michaels at 3:30, in the Terrace Lounge. And we'll be in the Terrace Lounge tonight for the reception for Mr. Ignato. It's getting a little harder to find the Terrace Lounge if you haven't been over there lately. They keep adding on to that terrace, and you have to fight your way through the construction to get through it. But please come over and have a brownie. One more reading has been scheduled for Pima College a week from Thursday, the 19th, and the reader is Jefferson Carter. Now, that will be in the downtown campus, which is Stone and Speedway, just west of Stone and Speedway, and I'm not sure what the building is, but it will be at 8:30, and we have some posters that give more information on that. We're very happy to have David Ignato back with us. He was here in February of 1971. We've been anxious for his return ever since. His honors include National Institute of Arts and Letters Award, two Guggenheim Fellowships, Shelley Memorial Award, Rockefeller Fellowship, National Endowment for the Arts Grant, and most recently in 1976, the Bollingen Prize for Poetry. The list of his books is so long, I'm only going to read the most recent. The Selected Poems appeared in 1975. The Animal in the Bush, Poems on Poetry, in 1977. And most recent collection, Tread the Dark. I'm very happy to introduce to you David Ignato.